Who is that? You hadn't been coming on the prayer line, but if I give you this book, you'll come. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. You'll start dialing in the prayer line at 5:15, because that's when we read the book. Now, you can come on at 5:15, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, but we read the book at 5:15. Come on. I'm gonna buy this book for you. I'm going to sow this into your life. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah for Steve. Hallelujah. One thing Brother Hagin said, he said, I've learned in praying in the spirit and speaking in tongues that this is a way you come closer to God. And the closer you come to God is the best way to be in life. And the last thing I wanted to talk about is that we live on the high side. If when you're born again and you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you got the word of God in you, then you can live on the high side. Everybody say high side. High side. Everybody say high side. High side. Say it again, high side. High side. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. And let's start back at verse 4. God's mercies are new for you every morning, so you can live on the high side. You can live up. How many of you remember, and you don't have to answer by answering this way, but a redundant question, I guess. How many of you remember when we were studying from that book, Breaking the Spirit of Poverty, and then the man said he had a dream because he lived in an impoverished area of his state where he lived, and he said he had a dream, and he said the Lord lifted him up on this high fence, and he was getting up and going to go over that fence, and he was looking for the people to come and get under him and give him their shoulder to step on so he could get over the fence. And when he got over the fence, he was going to reach back and pull them up with him. But instead, they caught him by his feet and they pulled him back down to the level where they were. God said, I didn't call you here to hear this word that you hear, that you would keep living on the same level that you were when you came or that you were a year ago. I called you here to hear my word, not to hear Bishop, or not to hear First Lady, or not to hear whoever preaches, but to hear me, my word. So you can live on the high side. And you can reach down and pull others up to where they belong in me. He said, you can't do it with strife in your life. You can't do it with a critical spirit. You can't do it without getting into the word. You can't do it all on your own. He said, but I've given you all the tools that are available to make it happen. This morning I got up and I decided, so my husband's coming home, and I guess I'll cook a little lunch. Hadn't done it for several Sundays. Y'all don't say nothing. Cook a little lunch for him. But I put some chicken in the crock pot, did what I'm doing. What I'm saying, I had all the ingredients I needed. And then I thought, well, I'll make some cream potatoes when I get home, mashed potatoes. And then I thought, well, rice would be good. So I started looking in the cabinet. Let me see if I have some brown rice. I found some white rice. I said, that would be too mushy. But I looked back over there somewhere, and there was some brown rice. So I poured that in there, and it'll be just right when we get home. God has given, I had everything I needed. I had the chicken. I had the cream of mushroom that I put on. I had the bell pepper. I had the onion. I had all the seasoning. I had Pam's favorite seasoning, beefy onion, onion mix. God says, in my word, in praying in the Holy Ghost, are all the ingredients that you say I need to get over, need to be successful, need to be who God made you to be so you can sit. Ephesians chapter 2, 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, say, loved me. Even when we were dead in sins, say, I was dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ by grace are you saved. It wasn't anything I did. It wasn't anything I did. Somebody prayed for me. I know my mom and my dad prayed for me. Somebody preached the gospel to me. Without the preaching of the gospel, there is no salvation. That's why we who are called to preach the gospel have to preach the gospel. Every one of us has a thing to do. Remember when we had the hanging out here? And they had it organized really well. These people would do this and these people would do that. I didn't hang a thing. I didn't rub a thing. I didn't drive a nail. But they had me running. I was a go-for person. My husband said, go to town and get this. Go get the light. Go to town and get this. Go to town and get that. So you find your place. And do what you're supposed to do. He didn't call you to sit at home all day. He didn't call you to run the streets all day. And I'm not talking about running wild and doing evil. He didn't call you for that either. But he called you to be a part of the kingdom. Verse 6. This is the word. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I ask you, where are you seated today? Where are you seated today in your spirit man? Where are you seated today? You know you're here on earth in the natural, but in your spirit man, where are you seated today? Are you seated in a defeated position? Are you seated high? I was sharing with somebody the other day, and I don't mean this in any way that to be offensive. So I'm telling you now, don't take offense about what I'm about to say, but I'm going to show you something. And I thank God. I was thinking him this morning as I was thinking on not what I'm about to say altogether, but part of it. How today is my sister May's birthday. She lives in Washington. I'm going to call her this evening. But by her being willing to sacrifice what she could have been buying for herself, what she could have been doing for herself, she sent me to school. Never had a loan. Didn't have a whole lot of extra stuff, but never went without having a bill paid. And I was thinking how grateful, God, I am that you allowed this to happen to me, that you made this provision for me. For many years, I say 10 or 15 years, I was the only person here that had a degree. That's why I said don't take it offensively, because if you know me, and if you say otherwise, I say you lie. I have never flaunted my degree. But now we have a whole bunch of people who are way beyond where I am. But rather than me trying to reach you down and pull you up to where I was, I didn't want to offend anybody. So I kept coming down and down and down. And then you couldn't come up to the place where you needed to be. So I ask you sincerely from my heart to forgive me. But you have an opportunity now. And you have a continuous opportunity to rise up and sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There are people that, a man that owns any number of daycares in Memphis and other places, he had with a third degree, education. And they said, I'm going to tell these educated people what to do. So I'm not rubbing, but I'm just talking about lifting somebody up. You don't come down, you keep them up. I'm not trying to be above you, you tell that person.